Nancy James might have gone to New York to find the bright neon lights on Broadway the day she graduated from the College Conservatory of Music with her great big talent, a voice that can belt it out to the back row or whisper tenderly and gently the softest ballads, with enough energy and personality to illuminate the entire Great White Way. But luckily for us, she chose to make her home and her career in Cincinnati. It's been a few years since Nancy made that choice, and she continues to be one of the busiest singers in town. She's at it again with a celebration of everything Rosie. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, and across the table from me is my friend Nancy James. Welcome.
Good to see you, my friend.
You've got something really special coming up in Middletown.
In Middletown at the Sorg Opera House. Beautiful, beautiful venue, my gosh. Because it's Rosie's 90th birthday year. And if you can imagine even that she would have been 90 this year. What a loss when we lost that big talent, her beautiful voice. But I love the opportunity to sing her songs, to tell her story, and to do it with a big band. It's such an honor.
Let's talk a little bit about that band. You're singing with the RL Big Band this time
Randy
around?
Linville Big Band. You know, some of the guys have traveled with Stan Kenton and Woody Herman, Buddy Rich, some of the most talented musicians in this greater Cincinnati area that we have. I love working with them. We don't rehearse. It happens, and it always amazes me.
Yeah, because they can read those dots and lines.
Yes, they read. There's a real wonderful concept, huh?
I can't imagine what that's like. Another language, absolutely.
But, you know, I love weaving not only her music, and you mentioned the word tenderly, and which brought to mind the first song that will come out of my mouth, and that is Tenderly, probably my favorite Rosemary Clooney song, because it's the one that lives on in time to be her signature song. And that's the first one we do. And we tell backstories of the different songs that she sang, the time of her life, things that she went through. It's done in a most loving way because I adored Rosemary Clooney.
Did you ever get to meet her, Nancy?
Oh, absolutely. Many, many, many times. She would come to the Braun Show on a regular basis. She was recording for Concord at the time. So she would come in town. She was traveling with Four Girls Four. It was before the marriage of her son. And she would sing live on our show and then just happened to go across town to visit her brother's show, which was on Channel 12. And we were on Channel 5. They were, you know, competing shows. But she was always very faithful to our audience and come in town to see us.
Did she ever give you any tips or coaching with your own singing?
You know, she never did. No, she didn't. And I mean, I was just a mere child.
Yeah.
I mean, I really was. I was still in my 20s in those days. But in working closely with her brother, Nick, I was on WSAI for a number of years, and we both had shows at the same time, would ride up in the elevator with Nick every day, and we would talk about Rosie. And I was there for many of the occasions when she would sing, and I was there at her funeral, and gosh, time just went by too fast for her.
Do you know the date of her birthday?
May 23rd, if I remember correctly.
The show is titled Everything Rosie, and it's at the Sorg in Middletown. What's the date of the show?
October 19th. Curtain opens at 8 o'clock, and we'll be doing a two-act show that will include some of the favorites. Hopefully, someone's favorite that's going to be in the audience, Come On to My House, and all the stories about that. Hey There, Mambo Italiano, the Straighten Up and Fly, right? The things you would expect that she would sing, including the Gershwin tunes. But some things that I personally loved of hers, like Sweet Kentucky Ham, a David Frischberg tune that just talks about the longing for, and I'll start crying, for home, you know, and what it means to be on the road. Everyone thinks being on the road is so glamorous and wonderful and exciting, but it's the pits when, you know, you're in a small town and all there is navy bean soup to eat at dinner time when you're a star like Rosemary Clooney. But that was the reality of being on the road, you know?
And she really struggled with that depression and loneliness, didn't she?
She did. She did. Another one of the things that I sing is On the Road Again, a thing that, won Grammy Awards for Willie Nelson, and here Rosemary Clooney sings it in her own special way. I Want to Be a Sideman, another David Frischberg thing that talks about how she would like to be one of the guys, you know, one of the guys in the band. And so it's a really cute thing. When October Goes, another personal favorite of mine, I heard her sing it many times, and she did Barry Manilow and Johnny Mercer justice when she sang that tune. And there's a story about it that I tell when I'm on stage about when she sang October Goes and Nick's story about her memory of that. And it's what makes then, every time you hear that song, special because you think, oh gosh, I remember when Nancy said Rosemary, blah, 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 you know?
And you'll be singing it in October. Will you be able to get through it?
I know. It's one of those songs. I don't know about you, Elaine. I still have the words in front of me because I'm human. And I think if I falter, I am not going to do an injustice to the lyricists of the world that have done such a magnificent job just because I had a brain bubble. And at my age, I'm bubbling a lot.
I'm talking with the bubbly Nancy James. About the performance coming up. It's a concert, but it's more than a concert. It's mm-hmm. not a play. It's not a lecture. It's music and stories all about Rosemary Clooney, who is so special to this area. Mm-hmm. Of course, she grew up, was it Maysville,
yes.
Kentucky?
Mm-hmm.
Went to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. It's gone for a long, long time, but we claim her as our own, don't we?
Oh, we still do. We still do. And I've been doing this show in one form or another for the last past 8 years. I love the Great American Songbook, and this is a perfect vehicle because of our area and our love for Rosie to present that music and keep her memory alive.
Well, you talked about the lyrics and the importance of that. Of course, Rosemary Clooney had absolutely perfect diction.
Yes.
You could understand every word that she sang. Do you have any insights as to how she went about choosing her material?
You know, she was such an honest singer. She didn't use vocal tricks, you know, and a lot of people use those to be famous in some way or another. But she chose the lyrics and the songs for their message, for the beauty of the melody, for the beauty of the lyrics. You know, she actually bought the house that the Gershwins owned in Hollywood, and that was her home for 50 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Can you imagine Rosie dusting the piano that George Gershwin wrote? They can't take that away from me, or our love is here to stay. Can you imagine
wow.
Rosie dusting?
Rosemary Clooney also had a great self-effacing humor,
mm-hmm.
especially later in life. She was able to laugh at
yes.
herself.
It must run in the family because Nicky is the same way. When Nick tells a story or whatever, it's a lot of times at his own expense, and he's like that, so it must be a Clooney thing.
I think George seems
George
to have some of that,
too. George does, too, yeah. Well, George is, you know, he's just a younger version of Nick.
Let's talk about this Sorg Theater a little bit.
Oh, yes.
In Middletown, Ohio, mm-hmm. it is an old opera house.
Yes.
Built by a rich guy who lived in Middletown and sat vacant for some years.
Yes, and evidently it started coming back to life in 2012. They resurrected it. They stabilized it. They did new roofing and drainage. They set up a nonprofit status for it and didn't reopen again until early last year. It's pretty new as a venue for this market, and a lot of big bands have taken advantage of the great sound and the look. I know the Bluest Big Band has been there. The Monday Night Big Band will be there with a salute to different composers as well. So those of us in this business that enjoy that type of house, we're gravitating to it for sure.
Your first time to perform
My
there?
My first time, yes.
The Sorg, S-O-R-G. What can people expect when they get there? Does it have the old feel or has it been modernized?
Yeah, they recreated what was the original. You'll still see the red velvet curtains and the beautiful glass and the real wood that has been restained and refurbished to be as it was back in the day. People don't know that there was an in-kind donation of 985 Cincinnati Music Hall seats that were donated back in May of 2016. So they certainly want to preserve things that are of importance to the community, both here in Cincinnati and in Middletown. Yeah.
So you may be sitting in the same seat you saw our Cincinnati Symphony yeah. Orchestra perform to see the RL Big Band with Nancy James performing Everything Rosie.
I started this out with Carmen De Leon. He was my drummer and part of my narration team. This time around, he was not available. I'm going to be utilizing the talents of Hank Mountner, phenomenal trumpet player with a voice that was meant for radio. He's a money guy. He works in finance, but he's got a voice that just booms. So I use him as my narrator as well. So he and I go back and forth with his stories, gives me a chance to take a drink of water, get my mind back to
yeah.
the next tempo. You know how that goes, yeah. Elaine.
How do you, Nancy James, who has your own career, your own style, and people certainly know you, they've been listening to you sing for many years now, how do you approach interpreting such an iconic singer?
I interpret Rosemary Clooney's songs as Nancy James. I do not try to recreate her sound, her style, or anything else, but I try to emulate her simplicity, her honesty, her just being real. It was a piece of advice that Nick and Rosie got early on when someone said, well, you know, how do you be a movie star? How do you be a Hollywood persona? And they said, just be yourself. And that's exactly what Bob Braun told me when I got into the business. If you're always yourself, you'll never be untrue, because
what you see is what you got.
Yes, I am what I am, like Popeye used to say.
My guest is Nancy James. We're talking about the upcoming performance of Everything Rosie. But knowing you the way I do, I'm sure you've got at least 10 other irons in the fire, especially as we head into the holiday season.
I will be back at the Fitness Center for two dates. I'll be at the Incline Theater on our side of town on the 16th, a Sunday at 2 o'clock. And then I'll be at JAGS doing a Christmas show with my friends Lynn Scott and Pamela Mallory Yeager and the RL Big Band at JAGS. If you've ever been to JAGS, they have this little stage.
Yeah.
Imagine all the 18 guys up there going, but we do it.
In 1995, Rosemary Clooney won the ASCAP Pied Piper Award, and the inscription on the award, Rosemary Clooney, an American treasure and one of the best friends a song ever had. I think the same could be said about my guest and my friend, Nancy James, who will perform Rosemary Clooney's music on October 19th, along with the RL Big Band. It's a performance that celebrates the music and the whole story of Rosemary Clooney. Everything's Rosie plays one show only at the Sorg Theater. You can visit our website for a link with more information, wvxu.org. Nancy, thank you for visiting.
You are so generous and kind. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it sincerely.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.
I suffer something awful each time you go, and it's much worse when you're near. Here I am with all my bridges burned. I'm just a